We stand for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel appointed for Christmas Day, as we celebrate with joy and praise and thanksgiving the birth of Jesus, is taken from the Gospel of St. John, the first chapter, verses 1 through 14. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him, and without Him was not anything made that was not made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. He came as a witness to bear witness about the light, that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to bear witness about the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Let us pray. Gracious and merciful Father, today you challenge us again to believe in Jesus as the Word. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. The words that I would like to share with you today on this joyous Christmas day is taken from the gospel lesson appointed for this Sunday. John chapter 1, verses 1 through 14, is special attention to the following verse. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. This is the word of our Lord. Brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, as we celebrate with joy and praise and thanksgiving the Christ child of Bethlehem, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, and the Prince of Peace. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. What a wonderful message, proclamation on this happy and joyous Christmas day. And yet at first, these words don't seem to be very Christmassy, do they? No, they don't. As a matter of fact, it doesn't sound anything like the beautiful accounts that we heard last night from the Gospels of St. Matthew and St. Luke. For to you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And yet it is interesting to note this morning that St. John expresses very clearly the heart and the Christocentric theology of the Christmas story, even though in a very different way and fashion. On that first Christmas, Jesus, the eternal Word of God
as the second person of the Trinity, came to earth wrapped not only in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger, but also wrapped in human flesh to dwell among us, especially during his 3-year public and messianic ministry. Yes, Jesus, as the Word, became one of us as the Son of Man. In all of his humanity, as we confessed again in the words of the Apostles' Creed, born of the Virgin Mary, and as we sing, the babe, the Son of Mary. The words of St. Paul in his letter to the Philippians, Jesus made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even death on a cross. But at the same time, brothers and sisters, Jesus as the Word is also the Son of God in all of his divinity. As we also confess in the words of the Apostles' Creed, conceived by the Holy Spirit, so that Jesus could save us from sin, from death, and from the power of the devil in order to become our Savior and Messiah. The words again of St. Paul in his letter to the Philippians, therefore God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Yes, even though Jesus was the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, he now became a lowly King and Lord, so that we could be forgiven of all of our sins and all of our unrighteousness, and granted the beautiful gift of Christmas, our salvation, through faith in Jesus as our Savior. This is what Jesus said, the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. So Christmas, the birth of Jesus, is indeed about the Word becoming flesh and dwelling among us. The announcement by the angel of the Lord, she will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. And the name Jesus actually means he will save his people from their sins. That's precisely what we sang in the hymn of the day. Remember these words? Yea, Lord, we greet thee, born this happy morning. Jesus, to thee be given glory, Word of the Father now in flesh appearing. Yes, Word of the Father now in flesh appearing. In other words, Christmas is and will always be about the beautiful and wonderful story of the Christ child of Bethlehem becoming the Word and dwelling among us as the babe, the Son of Mary. It is certainly not about commercialism, is it? That we have seen and experienced again during the last Christmas season with all of our tradition, with the cards and the gifts, the trees and the lights and the decorations. It's more than that. And we as Christians know it. It's really about the manger and the stable, the hay, the animals, Mary and Joseph, the shepherds, and the celestial angels praising God on that memorable night. Remember the words of the angel of the Lord, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of a great joy, which will come to all the people. For to you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." Yes, may God the Father bless us and preserve us through His Holy Spirit on this happy and joyous day as we celebrate Jesus as the Word. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. We have seen His glory last night. Glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. So may our prayer today be the words we're going to sing in response to the proclamation of the celestial angels when they sang on that glorious night, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom His favor rests." Yes, hark the herald angels sing, "Glory to the newborn King, peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. With the angelic host proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem." Yes, God and us sinners reconciled through the miraculous birth of Jesus. In the name of Jesus and for the sake of Jesus, the babe, the Son of Mary. Amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus, whose birthday we celebrate today, bring us the assurance that through faith in Him as the Messiah, the Savior, the Prince of Peace, we do not only have joy, but we have the promise and the gift of eternal life through faith in Him as the Messiah. In Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake, amen.